the rest of the story. So, everybody is looking up. Standing out there on the fairground, squinting into the summer sky, shading the glare with saluting hands. And you hear this noise, little old-fashioned airplane up there snarling away in the puffy white and placid blue distance. A little prop plane with a kid pilot at the stick. He's entertaining the folks on the ground with a few simple stunts, loops, barrel rolls, and so on. And every once in a while, the people down below will applaud and cheer. Now, see, the real money comes after the youngster lands his plane and shakes some hands and says, anybody want to ride? And there are always a few people who will pay the $5, not because they're all that brave, but because they figure they'll probably never get this chance again. Anyway, the young fellow is still aloft. He's way up there, putting his noisy bird through its paces. The people down below are looking up, following every graceful maneuver, when all at once the wing dips, the plane tips. The horrified crowd cries out as one and watches stunned and helpless as a figure topples from the cockpit and tumbles toward the earth. The plane appears now out of control, and in a few heart-pounding seconds, the human form slams into the ground. But this is the rest of the story. His name was Harlan Gurney, but hardly anybody ever called him anything but Bud. Bud was a bright-eyed, eager young man who deeply, dearly loved airplanes. At 16, just so he could spend more time around airplanes, he got a job at the Nebraska Aircraft Company. All of his spare time was spent haunting the hangars, listening to the lore of the new frontier, begging rides from local pilots. But merely riding would not satisfy Bud for long. He saved up for lessons, and one day took to the sky and learned all of the stunts, and then eventually started touring with his own aerial circus around the farmlands and the fairgrounds of the Midwest. But then came that terrifying day, the fall from the plane, the spectators rushing in panic to the crumpled body on the ground, which turned out to be nothing more than a dummy. A dummy, a stuffed dummy with arms and legs and a head, even shoes. Well, that's when the fair turned foul. Angry onlookers protesting that they had been unnecessarily frightened summoned the sheriff, and the sheriff was ready to arrest the young pilot for something or other, just to teach him a lesson. But a few minutes of fast talking and repentant assurances kept the young man out of jail, and that was that. Bud Gurney, he never did outgrow his love of flying. In fact, he later became a senior pilot for United Airlines, Bud Gurney. But it was not Bud up there that day who dumped the dummy over the fairgrounds. No, that day Bud was on the ground. The young practical joker pilot, who almost went to jail for his sense of humor, was Bud's buddy, the boyhood friend with whom he learned to fly, who became his partner in these rural exhibitions. Another young fellow with a passionate love for the high frontier. A young lad named Charles Lindbergh. And now you know the rest of the story.